Some years ago, I shared a story that still seems to fit our times. Two old-timers were having a rather heated discussion in the local rest home. One, however, seemed to be doing most of the talking. And this went on for several minutes while the second man waited patiently for an opening to present his side of the argument. And just when it appeared that the first man was about to run down and the second could get in a few words, the one who was talking summed up his argument vehemently and then promptly turned off his hearing aid. I will admit I've been tempted at times. But as we gather tonight on this Good Friday, we are once again faced with the question, who killed Jesus and why? There are many today who still say the Jews did it, as if to say, as if that they or any respecting Christian could not have killed Jesus. And they would be wrong. There are those who say Pilate and the Romans killed Jesus. And while they would be partially right in that it was the Roman soldiers who carried out the crucifixion, ultimately, they would be wrong. In an article in the Christian Century magazine some years ago, entitled The Perfect Mirror, Reverend Dr. Barbara Brown Taylor writes, one of the many things this story tells us is that Jesus was not brought down by atheism or anarchy. He was brought down by law and order allied with religion, which is always a deadly mix. Beware of those who claim to know the mind of God and who are prepared to use force if necessary to make others conform. Now, what Dr. Taylor is talking about is what I would call doctrinal certitude. So sure that their understanding of God is right that they are willing to go through the likes of the Spanish Inquisition to make others believe. Or they're likely to burn black churches because they believe black people are not loved by God or are second-class citizens or whatever it is that they believe. And they should not be cared for. This is turning off our hearing aids to the nth degree. Well, you may ask, Tom, are we supposed to be certain about our faith? Are we not supposed to know what we believe about God and Jesus and hold on to that? That's how many Christians think. And people are still hurt because of it. It's a difficult, but it's important, an important line that we must travel. Yes, we are to hold on to our beliefs, but we are to hold on to them with a gentleness that is willing to let things go when proven otherwise. You see, the religious authorities of Jesus' day could not do this. And all they could think of was that it was better for one man to die than the whole nation of people. Their laws were of the utmost importance. And Jesus knew this in his own life. He grew up with the Hebrew Scriptures. He understood an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But he realized that blinded a lot of people and made a lot of people toothless. Instead, he said that people should love their enemies, even those who turn off their hearing aids. The Jewish authorities were so tied up in their laws that they could not relax their grip and understand that there were possibly ways for God to work outside of the law. Pilate subscribe to the Roman faith that might makes right, and that Caesar is God, and thus keeping the peace and extending the Pax Romana or Roman peace was the ultimate thing. And according to the writer of John, Pilate makes a real mess of his shuttle diplomacy. Outside talking to the Jews, inside talking to Jesus, and back and forth. And he was willing to send an innocent man to death because of his doctrinal certitude that Roman peace must be kept at all costs. And that's why Jesus was killed. And every time we hold on to our beliefs, to the extent that somebody gets shut down, or worse, killed, we end up killing Jesus again. Pilate said, "What is the truth?" He knew what truth was. It was whatever Caesar said it was. For the Jewish authorities of the day, it was what their century-old laws said it was. Jesus challenged their and our notions of truth. Truth is not stagnant. It's constantly changing with new understanding and with new times. The world of Rome said might makes right, but does that really work? Is that really right? We have come to realize over the centuries that might doesn't always make right. We have believed over the years that the majority is always right. But is that always true? If we believe that, today we would be celebrating Passover. Because Jesus and his little band of followers were certainly not the majority. They were the minority. Granted, this kind of faith that sees truth as flexible, as changing, is hard in that it constantly asks us to reassess what we believe and why. Many of us grew up hearing and possibly believing in negative stereotypes of Jewish and Muslim people as well as Christians. And then after 9/11, Muslims became the horrible people, terrorists. And you know, last Sunday, there was an incredible gathering of Christians, Muslims, and Jews at the Shrine of St. Joseph. We just ate together. We talked with one another. We recognized that in the eyes of God, we were all the same and loved and cared for. We had blessings from each of the three traditions. Yes, it's easy to trust our certainty, what we believe, and to hold on to it with an iron fist. Turn off our hearing aids. But this night, this day, reminds us that that's a dangerous thing to do. We have to be willing to look at Christ on the cross and ask ourselves, do innocent people get hurt in my understanding of the truth? Am I willing to continue to believe this if it means that someone is hurt, that someone is shot down, not cared for? Am I willing to continue this belief if it will send Jesus to the cross again? I hope not. For our own individual sake and for the sake of the world.